D'mai perik hei, mishnah hei. Halakech min ha'ani. V'cheina ani shenosan lo prusis pas o pilchay dvela. So if a person buys from an ani, the Rav explains this is an ani that goes asking, begging at doors. So mi'ikar din, he's potter on d'mai. Even though he said previously ha'roit. So be really mi'ikar din, he's potter. And also the poor person that we gave him, where they gave him a prusis pas, they gave him slices of bread, or like these slices, these chunks of fig cakes. So it almost looked like a piece of Yushalmi kugel, but those little strips were like little pressed figs instead of noodles. So meisrim we call echad ve'echad. Both of these people in these cases, they should take off meisrus on each one. So for example, one would have this chunk of fig cake. In our minds, it looks like this piece of Yushalmi kugel, but with figs in it. So he would take a piece off of that one chunk, and there he would be mafrish trumas meisr. And so too with slices of bread. The ani would each and every slice of bread, because he would get it from different people. So if a person would buy a slice of bread off of an ani, since an ani would get it from different balabatim when he went around, so on every slice that the ani would give somebody, or every chunk of pressed fig cake that he would sell, and you would buy from an ani, one would have to take off chumas meiser on this demaya on each and every one. Uva tmarim uva groigrois. But now, if you didn't have the pressed fig cakes, but rather you had dates, you had like this heap of dates, and also groigrois or figs. Boilel v'noitel. Suppose you had two piles of figs. Now, normally, one may think they would have to take off one fig, let's say, from one pile, that as trumas meiser, and another fig from the other pile as trumas meiser. But the chiddush here, we're going to see, is boilel v'noitel. So he would mix it up. He would really mix it hard. He would squish it together. Now, we don't mean mixing figs with dates, but rather he'd mix the figs, let's say, for example, into a mass of figs. So here he can just do that, v'noitel, and then he would take on, let's say, this mixed chunk of figs, he would take off trumas meiser on the whole thing together. Now, although l'chayr it's coming from two different people, there were two heaps that are now pushed together as one, the Tefer Sol explains that it's impossible. The whole concern we have is taking from chayv to potter or potter to chayv. But here it's not going to happen. Why? Because since it's so well mixed together, it's impossible that which you're taking off doesn't contain both elements of chayv and potter, and that which is left over also doesn't have both elements of chayv potter because they're so mixed up well. So therefore, since that's the case, you for sure, if what you're taking off is chayv, there's for sure other chayv on what you didn't take off, and if what you're taking off is potter, there's also potter from what you didn't take off as well. So no matter what, you will be okay. So that makes sense, right? Only if we know that that's going to be the case, where what you take off, for sure, you're going to have pieces from both of the heaps from the two different people that gave it to you. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amos, I wonder, does this apply? Bizman shematana maru, but this only applies when the matana was large, when the gift was large, which means the Rav explains that they were equal. So if it was the heap was the same height, everybody was giving the same amounts to these aniyim. So when you mixed it together, when you took 50, let's say each person would give 50 figs to the aniyim. So this guy had 100 figs, 50 and 50. So when he pressed it together, we know that he was okay. Aval bizman shematan muetis. But what if one person would give 80 figs and one person would give 20? Here you could not mix it together, because now, since it's 80-20, if you mix it together, there is a chance that maybe you got all of the 80% into the part that you took off. There's less of a chance now that which you're taking off has figs from the two heaps. Maybe it's only coming from one heap. And maybe that one heap was somebody that took off meisrus, or vice versa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to take off meisr in each and every heap.